little bit more. Just a bit more.
It's time for Well Seasoned, thanks to Eden's Box.
Just a tad more. Oh yeah, that's right. It's time for Well Seasoned, thanks to our good mates at Eden's Box. Yes. If you're not aware, Eden's Box is a lovely organic fruit and veg subscription service. You can get a box of beautiful produce delivered to your doorstep. They've got different size options. You can set up a subscription, so you never have to worry about what you're going to have for in your fridge. You've just got beautiful fruit and veg delivered to you weekly. And they've brought us this beautiful segment that we have once a month called Well Seasoned, where we invite a foodie or a chef up to talk about some kai that they've made with the wonderful fruit and veg of Eden's Box. We've got Lucas from Aria in the studio. Morena.
Morena, how are we?
You? Good, how are you?
Doing well.
Thank you so much for coming up. You've come in all the way from West Auckland.
My pleasure.
And you run a beautiful restaurant called Aria, is that right?
Aria, yeah.
Out in Piha.
Yes.
Cool. Tell us a little bit about Aria, because there's a cool sort of kaupapa behind it, right, in terms of the food that you use and the food that you make for people.
Yeah, so I had a restaurant in Wanaka, which is how I ended up here because of lovely Rory, who was my kitchen hand at Ode. And the whole journey there was, you know, how do we create an amazing dining experience that would sit on like a world-class level, but at the same time tell a New Zealand food story and look after the planet while we're doing it. So, you know, what grows organically? How do we look after the soil? How do we look after the atmosphere? How do we look after the oceans? And what is the journey towards doing that? And at Ode, we got it down, you know, about 1% wastage per year, which is...
That's incredible.
That's
like
so
unheard
good.
Of for a restaurant.
Hey? Yeah. So industry standards around 30%.
Whoa.
And that was about designing the menu a certain way. And then we changed to only wild meats while, you know, farms sorted out how to work abattoirs properly and things like that and look after animals.
Yeah.
Fishing, we just used spear fishermen and line caught fish. And then we had a bunch of organic farms that we found around Wanaka that contracted to us. So it ended up, by the end of it, you know, pretty much everything came from within 100 kilometers of the restaurant in season. Out of the season, you know, everything was from New Zealand, bar sugar and vinegar and coffee, because you know, coffee.
We've got a segment for that.
Sadly, due to lockdowns and that being in a tourist town, we had to sell the business off. But we kept all the IP, and I'd done consulting for a couple of years, just helping other restaurants, you know, do what we were doing. But general consulting was my bread and butter. So after a couple of years, my last job was in France with my good friend Nick Honeyman, who has Paris Butter here in Le Petit Lion over there. And his big goal was to get a Michelin star. So I came over and helped out on that front, done a summer as his head chef there. And that was a beautiful experience. Learned a lot about French people and French culture and French food. And we lived out in the countryside. It was really cool. And then when I came back, my partner had moved out to Piha with our daughter. I was like, what are you doing? Stop moving to beautiful places I love. I have this theory that you should live somewhere you like and visit places you love. And but we moved out there. I mean, it was just so much driving, trying to consult in town and having my daughter go to school in Te Tirangi and all of the stuff. And I'd actually landed back, and I was a few days in, still jet lagged, still like coming off like massive work weeks there, just phenomenally big work weeks. And just going hard all the time, that I was really jet lagged for a few days. On my third day, I went walking around Piha trying to look for a coffee. I heard there was a cafe there, so I walked past this cafe and I was like, oh, okay, are they open? You know, I walked up and this place looked like semi abandoned. I'm like, obviously no. And I peered in and I was like, wow, what a beautiful building. What an actual stunning spot. Got hold of the owner's number. There's actually four owners. Got hold of Andy Higgs. And I was like, hey, man, I'm Lucas Parkinson. I had Ode down in Wanaka. You know, I'm looking at this site and I've got this idea about how rent works in tourist towns there and you know, how we could play this and maybe we could make something work. He's like, what the fuck are you doing in Pihar, excuse me. Which...
Oh, it's past nine. You can go for it.
And he's like, this is fucking amazing. We need to meet straight away. So we met. I gave them my ideas. Like, yes. And I was like, look, I don't have heaps of money, but I've got some. He's like, we'll go dollar for dollar on the fit out. Dave, the other owner, will help you build it. He's a builder.
Wow.
And this is mid-October, but the deal was you must be open by December 1st.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. So, Jesus. Okay, that's
a
no
crazy
pressure.
Fast turnaround.
Yeah. So from a pretty much, you know, semi-abandoned building with nothing left inside except some vents.
Yeah.
Working 100-hour weeks around the clock with Dave, who would come in, you know, after his work and then work through to midnight with me building the place.
Mm.
We built it up. In 6 weeks, we got it. Refitted as a restaurant, licensed, registered, 20 staff hired, and open by December 1st.
Oh my
That's
gosh.
Insane.
It's a phenomenal story, and it's such a cool space, and a big part of what we're all about here with Well Seasoned in particular, and we know Eden's Box are all about as well, is sort of connecting people with where their food is coming from, eh? And using produce that is seasonal and comes from New Zealand farms, which is a big part of the food that you guys serve up as well, eh?
Exactly. Yeah. So definitely more difficult to get everything out to Pihar than it was having all of these, you know, beautiful farms and producers in Wanaka. Yeah. It was all so close-knit. Out there, we're rural and everything comes on a courier. So, you know, we use Produce Co. and they let us know where everything's coming from, and they have a relationship with the farmers, which is awesome. We have Mapari Butchery, who has their own farm. They're New Zealand's most regenerative farm.
Wow.
And have first farm to run their own abattoirs, so like no two cows see each other go off the field. They don't smell each other. They don't, you know, it's not like a general abattoir, which is terrible. Like, if you take a tour of a general abattoir, I almost guarantee you're gonna go vegetarian if you can't find anything else. Our fish comes from Lee Fish, which do a really good job at sustainable fisheries, making sure they're not overcatching and making sure they're catching what they need. And we've got a few small producers that send us stuff. So it's very similar. Low wastage, New Zealand food story, all New Zealand cuisine, bar, sugar, coffee.
That's
those
what
likes.
We like to hear.
And using stuff as sustainable as possible. And along the journey, we're making it more and more sustainable as we go. So, yeah, tougher out there, but definitely the same kind of... ethos and moving towards that, like we done at Ode. It was, you know, we started off with one thing and then you find more and more people and more producers, and then it becomes just a sustainable outcome. And it's great because we get recognized for all the work. This year at the Cuisine Awards, we kept our hat, which is like a Michelin star, puts you in the top 1% of the nation. And
cool.
And then we got the Champion of a Change Award, which I was like, oh man, I got it. So every other year it was, I'd see someone else get it. I'm like, man, that should be mine. This year,
and finally, justice was served.
We were there at the awards, and it's this big, you know, it's like going to the Grammys. It's huge.
Dish served hot, right?
And they're like, and the Champion of a Change Award, they start talking about it. And I turn around to my manager, I was like, man, someone else always wins this. And she's like, Lucas, listen, it really sounds like you. And I'm like, oh, you know, but it probably won't be. And then
I'm not listening.
And I'm there, like, talking shit to my manager, like, Lucas Parkinson. I'm like, whoa!
That's awesome.
So,
what an awesome
really cool.
story.
That's so cool. I can't wait to go, like, have a surf or a swim and get really hungry and then come to your restaurant.
Yeah. And being, like, West Auckland, we keep it a lot more casual.
Yeah.
Like, you can turn up in your in a bikini and board shorts and jandals, you know.
Awesome. Nice.
And then we do fish and chips because you're by the beach.
Awesome.
Yeah. I learned pretty fast you got to have fish and chips when you're next to the ocean. Even though the fish doesn't come right out of that ocean there.
It's not from very far away.
It's not from far away. And people demand fish and chips at the beach.
Oh, yum. I can't wait to dig in.
Okay, speaking of beautiful Kai, you've made
us... does something.
This curry smells and looks incredible.
In
Eden's Box this week, we had... Let me list you off these incredible fruit and veg... baby cos lettuce, bok choy, cauliflower, carrots, purple daikon, fennel, agro potatoes, silver beet, avocado, kiwi fruit, lemon. What an incredible spread of gorgeous organic fruit and veg from across the motu in this lovely little box, everyone. Head over to Eden's Box, their website, edensbox.nz, if you want to get amongst a subscription. But tell us I think we should have a taste, Mel.
Yeah,
we'll
have a taste.
I don't know if I can wait any longer.
Been looking at it.
And as we waffle some of this beautiful curry down, can you tell us about what you've made and how you did it?
Yes, get into it. So organic jasmine rice, which, you know, wasn't with the box, but I thought, all right, I've got a vegan and a non-vegan.
You know, how can Thank you for accommodating.
How can I do something that incorporates a lot of different, you know, vegetables and also sticks to that realm? And I even thought, you know, you could do a soup or a stew, and I'm like, nah, wrong, you know, wrong buzz. And then I thought a curry, you know, coconut.
This is really delicious.
Thank you. So I learned Sri Lankan curries when I worked at a place called Flying Fish over in Sydney, which was a Sri Lankan owner.
Are you okay having a moment with your curry?
Actually, like, I feel like I'm ascending. This is so good.
Really delicious.
In Sri Lanka they don't use cream, they use coconut. And I'm like, cool, that fits the bill. So just sauteed off the carrots and the fennel, a bit of daikon, and some sunflower oil, the good oil, by the way. Got to use the best. And then a bit of vegetable base that I use some of the other veggies for to make a base out of the fennel tops, things like that.
That fennel was really delicious.
I told you I shouldn't have worn white.
I know. Curry on the shirt. You need a bib.
Can't take you anywhere. I think fennel is a criminally underrated vegetable.
Me too.
Root or whatever it is.
And it grows everywhere. Like, we use a lot of the tops that grow wild all around Piha. We make oils, we make garnishes, things like that. Obviously, the wild ones don't have a bulb at the bottom, which I learned the hard way after lots of digging.
Tragic.
But yeah, and then I just threw in the rest of it, the silver beet obviously, and bok choy very last. And then what was the other thing we had in there? Cauliflower second to last. So that only needs like the last 10 minutes of cooking. And cauliflower is like synonymous with you know vegetarian or vegan curries. And then just let it simmer for a while till it's all cooked, season it. There's a little bit of Frankton Heat hot sauce in there, which was my hot sauce company.
That's awesome.
Which we closed back in 2018 when the restaurant kind of took over things.
Man, you've done so much.
Side effect of a mind that never turns off. It's like 7 personal voices in there constantly screaming at me.
So this was just quick and easy.
Yeah, I mean, like, curries take a little bit of time to make. You got to wait for the rice, you got to cook everything down, but it's super relaxed cooking.
It is. It's more of a waiting game than anything.
Yeah.
So this is delicious.
Thank you. So you just chilled, and then, you know, the great thing about curry is when you make it the night before, it's better the next day because it just marinates and all of those herbs and spices. Oh, and organic curry powder. Mrs. Rogers organic curry powder, some extra turmeric, salt, pepper.
And just so my shirt gets like extra stained. Awesome.
The yellow for life.
Doing all right. Oh, there's a little slop, isn't there?
Yeah, there is.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man. I've also got it on the floor.
It's so good that Millie's just gone feral with it.
Honestly, it's that kind of dish. You've lived up to the name Well Seasoned. It's like perfectly.
Yeah, it's delicious. Salt.
Thank you.
So good. Well, we're going to go off air and just hoff down the rest of our curry. But thank you so much, Lucas, for joining us
and bringing us
this beautiful kai.
My pleasure.
Everyone, head out to Piha and get yourself some beautiful, delicious kai.
Head to Aria. And also thank you to Eden's Box for bringing us these beautiful fruit and veg. Everyone, get your 5+ a day. Make sure it's organic and from New Zealand farms and comes from a beautiful business like Eden's Box.
Yeah, make a yum curry.
Yeah, I feel inspired now.
Wear a white jumpsuit.
Thank you.
Roll around in it.
Don't do that. Wear a bib.
That was Well Seasoned, thanks to Eden's Box.
Perfect.